The following is an AI reading of my blog called Parallel Energy Production Solar Panels Are Not Rocket Science. It is for people who don't have time to read blogs and can listen to podcasts though. So, let's go!
I started playing with solar energy. See a simple overview of the energy production and storage system in this video I made. So far, I thought that solar energy was demanding it needed specialized experts to install it and make it work, complicated technologies that I don't understand, drilling into walls and so on. But you can start small and just connect two cables. If your livelihood depends on your laptop and smartphone functioning, it is a good idea to have a replacement for your power supply if the official distribution network accidentally fails. More recently, I was surprised at how brutally regulated the production and distribution of electricity is, at least in most European countries. Parallel electricity production and storage systems and networks are not so easily doable in terms of red tape. It's not difficult to do. If you have a solar panel and excess energy, for example, stored in a battery, you cannot sell it to your neighbor. I believe that microgrids are the way forward, not only in villages, but also in cities where each house can have a solar panel on its roof. When someone needs to use a power grinder, they can borrow surplus energy from their neighbors and then return it back through their own panel or purchase it with money, crypto, currency, or pay-as-you-go micropayments over the Lightning Network. I think that the future of energy lies in these microgrids, ideally powered by renewable sources. Thankfully, I'm not the only one who shares this viewpoint. If you're interested in exploring this concept, you can start now.
Thank you for listening. I'm sorry for any possible quirks generated by the large language model or text-to-speech engine, but I think it is worth transferring these blocks into audio form for people who can't or don't have time to read. So I hope it was useful to you, and I would really appreciate if you used value for value podcasting apps to listen to this episode and stream me some sets or boost. I read all the comments on the boosts as well. So if you have any comment about this content, feel free to use fountain.fm or any other app and boost this podcast. Thank you very much.